Good Saturday morning. This is First Warning Storm Team Chief Meteorologist Brad Panovich. Keeping an eye on the weather today. So far, we've seen a lot of cold rain mixing at times with a little bit of sleet or snow. Tracking this band of heavy precipitation coming up I-85. And what's likely happening here is we're getting some heavy precipitation, which is dragging cold air aloft down to the surface. And we may get a quick changeover to sleet or big, fat, wet snowflakes, especially the farther north and east we get. So don't be surprised if all of a sudden it goes from a cold rain to big, fat, wet snowflakes. That band, I'm going to show you that radar image I attached here. And you can see it almost looks like a thunderstorm. The reason it's so bright, the reflectivity on the radar is super high because it's either bouncing off of sleet pellets, which are very dense, so the radar bounces off of them very well, or wet snowflakes, which reflect the radar beam very well as well. So you end up seeing what looks to be like heavy rain. It's just that the radar is bouncing off of those more solid-like objects, causing the high reflectivity. We call it bright banding. And that tells me there's at least somewhere in the cloud, especially the cloud base, there's likely some sleet or wet snow. I'm going to tail down the accumulations a touch. I think we're probably talking a dusting to an inch. If it happens around sunset, that's the only time we're going to have an issue with accumulation. During the day today, even if it snows or sleets, it's going to be like rain anyways because it's going to melt as soon as it hits the ground. Temperatures, though, are really struggling. I didn't think we'd make it to 40 today. It's going to be a tough call if we do that. So we're keeping an eye on the radars. Don't expect any travel issues. It is kind of ugly if you have outdoor activities today. But as far as traveling, no concerns at all during the daylight hours. Tonight, though, even after this stuff moves out, we'll have to keep an eye on the wet roads, refreezing, and black ice. So that may be an issue, especially late tonight after midnight. We'll keep an eye on it. And of course, you can go to our website, WCNT.com, and check the radars 24 hours a day. And if you have an iPhone, an Android device, or a BlackBerry, you got to get our app. We've got live, local information there. It's not the garbage that comes from these automated services that other apps have. This is our own local forecast, our own live local Doppler radar, and there's video on there from here locally. So it's great. It's updated all the time, and my tweets as well are on there as well. So hope you're enjoying your Saturday. Stay warm out there and enjoy the snow or sleet. If you get some at your house, make sure to send me a picture.